Hey, look here, fellas. You guys gonna have to order from the drive-thru menu.
Hi, how you doing? What can I get you?
A Big Mac and a large Coke.
Fries?
No.
What's your favorite place? Probably Wendy's.
You wanna do something fun? You wanna go to Taco Bell?
What about KFC?
Yeah. No. We've been there too many times.
Put it go up.
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
You know where I was when my daughter was born?
Huh?
Iraq.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit!
I want 30 sliders, 5 french fries, and 4 large cherry cokes.
I want the same except make mine Diet Cokes.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
And welcome to another edition of the Satterfries Podcast, Episode 5. I'm Chris alongside Caleb, and Caleb, today we're talking pizza chains. So we're ranking the top pizza chains in the U.S. Basically, we're going to kind of review the top players. So, you know, your Pizza Huts, your Little Caesars, your Domino's, all those types of pizza chain restaurants throughout the U.S. We're going to be giving our grades. We're going to give our positives and our negatives for each place. But, you know, I know this is a episode that has been a long time coming. You and I, we like to fancy ourselves as pizza aficionados. And so I know you're probably chomping at the bit to get started today.
Yeah, I think this one could get a little edgy because I think people have really strong opinions about the pizza that they like. So just looking a little bit ahead at our list, I think we might have some good back and forth on it.
Yeah, I definitely think you're right about that. Like, everybody has probably an opinion about pizza, right? Like, there's probably a very small minority. There are some, but there's a small minority who doesn't really like pizza at all. But for the most part, who doesn't like pizza, right?
Yeah, I don't want to choose to believe that those people exist.
Yeah, if you're one of those people, you're no friend of mine.
Good.
I mean, in college, I probably averaged 2 pizzas a week. That's probably also why I was like the poster child for the freshman 15. But that's neither here nor there.
If you're averaging 2 pizzas a week, that means sometimes you're having none and sometimes you're having like 4. So
that's a good point. You saw what my apartment looked like in college with the pizza boxes. Literally, I'm talking from the floor to the ceiling. Pizza boxes. And I lived with 3 other dudes, so they would get pizza pretty much the same time as I always did. My dad would come over and he'd just be like amazed by like the stacks of pizza boxes in our kitchen. Come to think of it now, that was probably like the worst idea because that's how like rodents like are throughout your home, but you know,
yeah.
What do you know? So yeah, pizza chains, we're ranking them today. We're pretty excited about that. I know you and I have been going back and forth all week in regards to this topic. I'm really interested to see your grades that you gave. I know we're going to have some fodder here. I know we're not going to agree, but first things first, we got to get started with some food news.
Food news, your weekly serving of what's new in food.
All right, so McDonald's all-day breakfast menu may be gone for good. Feels like this kind of just in the last few years was something that they started, but already going to go to the wayside of McDonald's, basically stopping serving its breakfast all-day menu from the end of March during the height of coronavirus pandemic as more franchises pivoted to the drive-thru and delivery only. They cut some other items as well, but that like, you know, 8 p.m. craving for some McDonald's breakfast items, no more.
Yeah, man, that's kind of a bummer. I mean, I don't really frequent McDonald's, and I don't really usually get... I mean, I guess if I go to McDonald's, what I'm going to get is probably going to be breakfast. But honestly, probably the last time I had breakfast there was probably within, like, about a year ago. I mean, it's not something that I really seek out too much, but I think if anything, if I do go to McDonald's, that's probably the thing that I'm probably going to get. But I guess it's kind of easy. From what I've been reading, it's going to be easier for, you know, the drive times and stuff for drive-through. I guess due to COVID, obviously, more people are, you know, going through the drive-through. They're not going inside. So that's kind of made a big impact. And, you know, if you have all-day breakfast, not only are you catering for all-day breakfast, but you're catering for your all-day, you know, your lunch and your dinner menu. So the switchover probably is really annoying, and, you know, you're going to have to keep hash browns going and, you know, eggs and all that, you know.
And that means that it's not fresh all day, right? They only have so many, like, hot plate, you know, units to keep it warm throughout the day. And without like all the space. Like maybe at sometimes you have like two pancakes up and then you don't sell them, and you know,
gotta toss them.
Well, or if you were at Burger King when I was in high school, you just reset the timer again until the light went green. But no, I think that makes sense. And then also, like, you're right. Like, I feel like breakfast is a thing at McDonald's that, like, I don't step foot inside of McDonald's. I only go to the drive-thru unless it's breakfast and, like, I'm on a road trip. And then you, like, go inside and you're like, wow, why are all these people inside of a McDonald's? But I guess that is one that, you know, people are kind of in there for.
I feel like that is, like, the only time you really do go inside of McDonald's, right? Like, that's
Yeah, you use their restroom.
you use their restroom or you're going in just to get breakfast. Any other time, I don't feel like I've ever gone in for, like, lunch. I mean, I probably have at some point gone in to get lunch, but typically it's more like I'm going to just swoop through the drive-thru. But breakfast, you're like, if you're traveling, you're like, you know what, I'm going to go to the bathroom, get some breakfast, I'll sit here and eat it. Or, you know, you're not like pressing to go through the drive-thru, I feel like.
And I think when the it comes only other breakfast. The only other acceptable time to go inside, I think, is you go in the, like, drive-thrus out to the door or out to the road, and you're like, come on, and you see, like, no cars in the parking lot, and you're like, well, I'm just going to walk inside and get it before everybody because they're just too lazy to go in.
Right? But I'm not shocked. I mean, I guess it's probably going to be a money saver too. You know, you're saving money in that regard. And then, like you mentioned, there's other items like the grilled chicken sandwiches are going to be taken off, that sort of thing too. So, you know, I guess as a worker, probably a former fast food worker right now, but as probably a fast food worker who's in McDonald's, it's probably a good thing because it's probably really annoying to kind of go back and forth probably to working, you know, each, you know, the breakfast side of things and probably your dinner side of things. And they might just have someone, you know, kind of focused on that on top of, you know, whatever else they're doing. But still, that's got to be a lot.
Yeah, I guess I'll end on, I don't think I've gotten McDonald's breakfast since they got rid of the steak, egg, and cheese bagels, so.
Oh my gosh, that was by far their best item.
It was a grease pit, but it was so good.
It
really wasn't steak. I don't know what it was, but it was pretty good.
It wasn't steak, but the onions and that whatever meat it was just soaked up.
It was just so peppery. And
yeah, it soaked up on the bagel and the cheese and the egg. Oh my gosh, yeah, that was good. It was, man. That was the only thing as a kid I used to, like, really wanted to eat, you know, in regard to, like, breakfast at McDonald's. My dad was all about, like, every once in a while, take me and my sister down to McDonald's for McDonald's breakfast. And we had to get there before 10:30, kind of like the big daddy, like, you know, scene. Like, it's just, it never was a big thing to me. And their breakfast sausage, I always thought it was just gross. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so what's next on the food news front?
So Culver's new veggie burger patty, stuffed with cheese. The Wisconsin-based restaurant's Harvest Veggie Burger already hit menus this past week. This patty is not vegan, but is vegetarian-friendly, consists of a blend of grains, veggies, roasted corn, portobello mushrooms, red and green bell peppers, spinach, chickpeas, and cheese.
So this is kind of intriguing in my opinion. You know, obviously I am a big burger guy. I like meat. But, you know, I would try this, I think. Like, it doesn't sound all that bad. I know, like, Shake Shack, their portobello, it's called the Shroom Burger, but it's basically a portobello mushroom, and it's deep fried, and it has Munster cheese in it, and it is so good. My wife, like I always say, she's vegetarian, and she always gets that when we go to Shake Shack, and I think this is something that would probably be up her alley. I mentioned it to her the other day, kind of like a hint, like, hey, we should get Culver's because, you know, their butter burgers are amazing and their fried cheese curds are to die for. And she's like, oh, yeah, that does sound good. We're not getting that. I was like, oh, God, all right. But I like Culver's. This sounds like a good item. And then obviously Culver's is just, you know, they're trying to compete. They're trying to be like, you know, your Burger Kings. And I know McDonald's is also coming up with some sort of like meatless option for burgers now too. I'm surprised Wendy's hasn't jumped on it. There's other places. I know KFC's dabbling with it. So Culver's, they're getting in on the vegetarian meatless burger craze.
Yeah, you know, my rule of thumb, and you know me already, and I'm pretty boring and I order a lot of the same stuff. But my rule of thumb for, like, ordering a new menu item is, like, I've been to Culver's, like, a handful of times, and it's, like, usually, like, a year spaced apart. So when I go, I'm going to order, like, just a butter burger or just, like, anything, like, whatever the number one is. Yeah.
Yeah, play it safe.
So, probably not something that I'd order, but I bet you that this Culver's veggie burger is better than, like, I talked about the Burger King veggie burger that was, like, a frozen patty. Like, mm-hmm. guarantee this is way better than that. So I think I'm interested in it. It looks good, but I don't know if I would normally get it otherwise if we weren't talking about it today.
Well, and the thing, too, with, like, some of those veggie burgers is they're always super salty.
Yeah.
You know, like, the sodium content is, like, insane. In college, I used to work for Pita Pit, and for those who don't know what Pita Pit is, basically the best way to describe it is it's a chain. It's a small chain, and it's throughout the country. I think they're based out of, like, South Dakota or Idaho or something like that. But the best way to describe Pita Pit is it's a cross of Subway and Chipotle, and you make your own pitas. You get to pick whatever toppings you want. And where I'm getting at is, there was a black bean burger that they had, and that was like one of the only few like meatless options we had. The other options would just be like falafel, or you could just get hummus, you know, if you were a vegetarian. But I tried the veggie bean burger, black bean burger, whatever it was called. It was so salty. It just wasn't good. And like, I feel like those veggie patty type, you know, options at like places like Burger King and that. That's what they are. They're just bricks of salt.
I mean, you think about it, like, if there's any, I know this isn't like a diet specific item, but like, even though it's more, you know, for people that don't eat meat, like, I guess you could see like a more health conscious side of it. And it seems like a lot of times health conscious side of items end up just having a lot of sodium in general. Like, even think about like Diet Coke, it's just sodium. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's almost like they're trying to make up for some other things with that sodium, but no, I agree. I will say the picture of this looks very, very good. It kind of looks like a like potato pancake a little bit, but yeah, looks pretty good.
You know, just in general though, Culver's is one of my favorite places. I mean, like I said, it's kind of like an in-between from like Wendy's and Burger King and like Shake Shack.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not on that level of Shake Shack, but it's definitely not on that level of Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's. It's like in between. And I think maybe it's just because it's like a regional chain, and I know they're still kind of family owned. So, you know, there's a lot more care, I guess, when it comes to the business. But you know, we live in the Cleveland area. I know you live in the Columbus area, and they've popped up in the Cleveland area lately. There's actually one that is not too far from where I live, and that place is always packed. So it's a big hit, you know, in the area. And
yeah,
you know, it's a good place if you never tried it. Their fried cheese curds, since they're from Wisconsin, are the bomb.
I mean, I was just over at my parents today in Canton, and they have a Culver's going up in a very random spot. But yeah, I see them more and more popping up in Ohio.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a bad place. The food is. It's not bad. They're butter burgers. If you've never had a butter burger, OMG. All right, and last but not least, on the food news front, it looks like we got something else in regard to Burger King.
Yeah, it feels like Burger King just keeps on making an appearance here. Burger King's $2 snack box out, and it includes 10 chicken nuggets, a medium fry, a cheeseburger, and a small soft drink. Some places like the Big City, New York City, or, you know, like here's Chicago's. The box is going to be about $3. You know, adjusted for the cost of living.
Yeah.
But customers can access the deal by logging into the Burger King app and looking under offers.
So this is, it sounds like it's something that you can only get on the app, maybe not in store. I mean, I haven't seen it advertised anywhere, like at any of the local Burger Kings near me. I drive past one every day on my way to work, and I haven't seen anything like on their like marquee or anything. So yeah. It sounds like it's just an app-only thing.
It reminds me, though, of how the Travis Scott burger is going down right now with McDonald's. And it's like, get it on the app for $6. And you almost see, like, no signage on any McDonald's for it.
You don't.
But you can still order it in the drive-thru. And as you've seen on TikTok, people do order it in the drive-thru. But I have a feeling you could probably get it. But I think it's just another, you know, we talked about, I don't know, was that two episodes ago where we talked about apps? You know, like...
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just another way to get people to log on to that.
Drive traffic to the app. That's not a bad bang for your buck, though. A $2 snack box, and you're getting all that kind of food. But, like, you've probably mentioned before, you know, if they're giving you food, all that food for that amount of price, what's really in them nuggets? Well, what's really in that burger?
I know that they go back and forth on, like, 10 chicken nuggets for either $1 or $1.49. And let's say it's $1.49, and it's $2 for that, fries, a cheeseburger, and a drink. Like, the cheeseburger is at least a dollar normally. The fries for a medium is probably like $1.30, and a drink's usually a dollar something. So, like, yeah, it's a really good price, and I don't know if they're, like, hoping that you order more, or they're just like, ah, you know what? This is the cost. This is the cost. You know? Just buy it for the cost.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're hoping, like, well, you're going to get... You know, you're gonna spend $2 on this. You might get, I don't know, you might get one of them Hershey pies. You know, that sort of thing.
That's the thing, though, is like, you and I, yeah. But like the normal person, I don't know, they're not gonna be like, I'm gonna get 10 chicken nuggets, a fry, a cheeseburger, and a drink, and I'm gonna get something else, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, college Chris would have been like, no, that's all I'm getting. You know, gluttonous fat Chris now is like, I'm gonna ball out and get something else on top of that. You know, I also saw an ad today, actually, for Burger King, and it was the 3 for $3 deal. So they have a burger, fries, and a drink. So look out, Wendy's, because Wendy's has their 4 for $4 deal. Now Burger King has their 3 for $3 deal.
Wouldn't you rather pay another dollar for another item?
I mean, yeah, and you're not getting chicken nuggets in this one. I honestly, I'd go to Wendy's, and I know I'm very biased when it comes to Wendy's, but, like, you get chicken nuggets if you go to Wendy's compared to, like, Burger King.
I still stand by, I don't know a single person other than, like, maybe yourself that, like, ever has been at Burger King. Like, it's so crazy how big of a chain it is, and, like, nobody I know goes there. You know?
Yeah, I mean... I haven't gone probably... I mean, my wife was going there a lot when the Impossible Burger came out, but she hasn't gone in a while, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, I remember when we moved into our house, which was last year, my mother-in-law got us Burger King, and I hadn't had a Burger King burger in, like, years. And I remember eating it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is how it tastes. Like, it wasn't horrible. It just was, like... a foreign taste, you know what I mean? Like, I hadn't had it in so long.
It's almost more like nostalgia, like, just to eat it rather than actually liking it.
Yeah, like, it had that charbroiled taste, and I was like, oh yeah, that reminds me of, like, when I was little, and Dad would take us to get Burger King, and then we'd get a Pokeball because of the kids' meal.
Yeah, you'd get the big kids' meal with the double cheeseburger.
Yeah, yeah, their double cheeseburgers back in the day weren't that bad. I remember dabbling a little bit with
that. I honestly think they had one of the best double cheeseburgers, and this is on a tangent, but, like, when McDonald's made the McDouble $1, and, like, Burger King's double cheeseburgers were still, like, $2.50, and it was like, all right, you're out, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I don't think I've had a double cheeseburger from Burger King in ages. So, is that it for the food news? All right, there you have it, the food news. And now... pizza time, right?
Pizza, pizza.
So, like I said, we're talking pizza chains, top pizza chains in the U.S. We're going to rank them. So give them a grade. We're not going to do Barstool Sports and give 7.5s and 4.2s and all that. We're just going to give a letter grade, so A through F. We're going to say a positive, and then we'll say a negative about each item. So we're just going to go strictly down the list. This order is not ranked in any sort of way. It's just the list that I put together off the top of my head of the most popular places in the U.S. Now, some of these are a little higher end pizza chains. I tried to do a mix of high end, middle end, and low end pizza chains. So, like, a variety.
A high end chain is still not that high end, but it's like high end for a chain.
Yeah, high end for a pizza chain. Yes. All right. So first on the list. The probably one of the godfathers when it comes to pizza chains, probably one of the godfathers in pizza chains, Domino's Pizza. So, Caleb, Domino's Pizza, I know how you feel about it, but let's share to the rest of our listeners.
I can't believe you've set this list up where you're going to hang Domino's out to get sacrificed right away. And just
we had to. I mean, they're. I'm full disclosure. They're trash. We got to cut them right now. I'm ruthless. I'm heartless. Sorry, Domino's.
I mean, so I don't have a lot of good stuff to say about Domino's because I probably had it 2 times in the last 5 years, and that's because it's been so bad. And one of those times was like when I moved to California. Me and my dad were moving and got it in like the desert of California, and it was just like. We had it delivered to our motel and like it was like eating cardboard. And then I got it another time, like after I was on a diet forever. And, you know, anything
oh,
bad.
God, diet Caleb's the worst.
He really
Caleb.
Is. But anything, like, bad for you after a diet, like, you should be like, oh, this tastes so good. I missed it so much. And I was like, I don't actually want this. Like, I threw it away. And it's just so bad. And the only positive I could think of is it doesn't even have to do with the food. It's the pizza tracker. And it's only because, like, plenty of people have adopted those now. But I think Domino's was one that, like, really pushed it or maybe had the first one. And they just have more – they have more stages. Like, oh, we received your order. We got the dough on the board. We're adding pepperonis now. Oh, no, it's going in the oven. Like, and you can kind of get some entertainment out of it, I guess.
Boxing up your order now. Yeah. I know what you're talking
Which,
about.
Which, I mean, now it's like if you do, like, Uber Eats or, like, anything like that, like, you watch the person drive and you're like, no, make a left. But, you know, that was, like, the OG pizza tracker.
So the positive is the pizza tracker for Domino's for you. Oh, wow. That says a lot. My positive is actually food. So it's the lava cake. It's not even pizza. So there you go. The lava cake's kind of solid. I know you're not a big sweets guy and whatnot, but
I'm not.
Lava cake is not bad.
I actually have had that before and it's not. It's fine.
Funny story. One time my wife, when we were dating still and she lived with me, there was a, like, it was like the first month or two when she started living with me in our apartment, and there was a Domino's pizza down the street, and it was like on a Sunday night, and she just randomly was like, I want pizza.
Oh, is that God. What she sounds
and, like? When my wife, for real, like when my wife has like a craving for something, she goes ham, dude. So like, she's like, I want pizza. So she got pizza. Then she's like, ooh, cheesy bread. So she got cheesy bread. And then she's like, ooh, lava cake. She got a lava cake. Food comes. She takes literally a bite out of her pizza and goes, I don't want this. I don't know why I got this. Like, and ate the lava cake and called it a night. And I was like, well, shit, man. She just balled out on all this food. Dude, and literally she didn't touch
lie.
It after
You
that.
Were like, well, what am I going to do with all this pizza? I guess
Hell
I
yeah,
got to
You know
eat
what
it.
I did. It may suck, but I'm still going to eat it. Shoot, man, I don't throw food away, man. I'll eat it. Like, that's the one thing that, like, my wife, like, gets so annoyed of. Like, I'll sit there and I'll complain. I'll be like, God, this is terrible. This sucks. And she'll go, why are you eating it? I'm like, because I don't want to waste it.
And that's just,
like,
how we were, like, brought up to finish everything.
Yeah. Like, if you take it, you eat it. That sort of thing. So that's kind of my mentality, but it's the lava cake for me as a positive. What's your negative? I can probably guess what the negative is because we've already – You know,
the negatives, the pizza's trash, dude. It's just bad. It's so bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with you on that one. The negative is the pizza's trash. However, back in the day when they had cheesy bread, OMG. And then it just got progressively worse and worse and worse and worse. But when it came out, it was like on a French bread. It was like, you know, had your garlic and your oil and the cheese was just right. Like, it was good. And then it just, as with anything, I feel like with Domino's, it just got shittier and shittier and shittier.
I just don't understand their, like, multiple rebrand attempts since we've been kids and, like, where we are now.
So many times,
and they've changed the pizza, and every time they're like, that pizza's going to be better. Like, now we actually care about the pizza. And it's like,
they literally, yeah, they literally admit it every time. Like, we know it sucks, but I think they're like, y'all are suckers, you still buy it. Domino's pizza is just good for one thing and one thing only. It's two things, I guess. College kids and birthday parties for little kids. That's all it's good for.
Yeah. And like, stealing the colors of Domino's pizza if you are going to have a movie where there's a pizza place in it.
Yeah, for real.
That's about it.
So what do you give in Domino's pizza?
A solid F.
Yeah, solid F. Yeah, I'm going to give them an F too. Sorry, Domino's. moving on to the next one. Another Michigan-based pizza chain, and that is Little Caesars. So Little Caesars for me, man. Go ahead. I know you're talking over me.
I
so
just
want to
say, I know you want Domino's should feel so ashamed that, like, in the market segment, Domino's is like your normal chain, and Little Caesars is like, yeah, we'll take the scraps. Like, whoever wants to buy the pizza, sure, it's $5. It's hot and ready. Like, sure. And I love Little Caesars so much more than I love Domino's. And I actually like Little Caesars quite a lot. Probably more than most people.
It's not it's not bad. Well, let me tell you this. I don't strive to get it all the time, but like if I'm in a pinch or if I'm just too lazy and I just really don't want to wait for pizza, I'll just stop and get one, you know? Like it's not that bad, but the one thing about Little Caesars is, and maybe we're touching on the negatives already, but like you just, it's got a shelf life. We'll leave it at that until we get to the negative section. So what's your positive, I guess, to start off?
There's a lot. There's a lot, I'll tell you. Extra most bestest, which extra cheese, extra pizza, or extra pepperoni, which is basically.
We forgot to put this on food news, but did you see Little Caesars is coming out with extra most bestest sausage? Doesn't seem like you're too excited.
I'm not a sausage guy.
Carry on.
Extra most bestest is great. It's kind of more like how Little Caesars used to be when it was just in the Kmarts and like not as well known. Stuffed crust, when they've had that, like it's been one of those, you know, limited time offers. Pretty
their
good.
Their stuffed crust was pretty solid.
And that's the thing
lie.
Is it's like, oh, I'm getting a $5 pizza that's also stuffed crust. I think it's probably six or whatever whenever you get that, but the bacon crust that they've done, and that's, you know, I hate when people just put bacon on stuff and like, oh, a steak, bacon wrapped steak. It's awesome. Cause it's not, it's actually just worse steak.
No, you ruined it. Yeah.
It's cheap. And guess what? Little Caesars doesn't promise to be the best pizza in the world. It promises you two things, Chris. It'll be hot and it'll be ready. And it's ready.
You're right. You're right. They know exactly what they are, and they don't try to deviate away from what they are. And that's a good point. I'm going to say the positives for me is the convenience factor and the cheap factor. Because, you know, it's not bad when you first get it, like I mentioned, and that's going to be my negative. Because if you eat it right away, it's great. I mean, it's not great. It's good. But if you let it sit for more than 10 minutes... forget it, man. That cheese like coagulates or whatever, and it's just all gross. It's definitely not the type of pizza that you eat the next day, you know, like cold pizza. It's just not the move on that one. But the convenience factor and the
I will say there's a little this isn't actually a pro tip or anything. I don't even know what this is, but I'm saying it. There's like stages in how the Little Caesars pizza breaks down over time. And like,
there really is.
If the crust goes hard first, which it will, like you can always tear the cheese off and roll it up and just eat that.
once the cheese goes, you're done.
Once it's done, throw it away. Or
it's like it almost becomes plastic. It's like it's not. It's
you know
definitely
what's crazy is I used
sure.
to think about in college, like I'd go to the gym and drink pre-workout, and I watch these videos on like. When the pre-workout dries, like how hard it gets. And I'm like, oh, that's happening in my stomach. And then I look at like Little Caesars pizza and how hard it gets. And I'm like, oh, that's happening in my stomach.
Except you're not working out anymore and you're just eating pizza. Dude, I remember when Little Caesars wasn't a hot and ready place. And it was basically like kind of like a Papa John's Domino's type of thing where like you would have to call in or. Well, at this time, you weren't really ordering online, so you would have to call in. And it wasn't that bad. Like, they had, like, a Detroit-style pizza back then, and, like, their deluxe, always been about the deluxe, you know, the works, the mushrooms, the pepperoni, the sausage, the green pepper, onion, all that. It was pretty good. But then it, like, just got – they just, like, changed. They, like, flipped the script on their, you know, their pizza, and I think they, like, just – had a new focus on like what they were going to be, and that was convenient, cheap, and you know, like you said, hot and
ready.
Do you
remember back? So when they were like in Kmart's, the combos you could get, like you would get a square slice and like three pieces of crazy bread, or like four, however, a small crazy bread, and then they had like ours had like it said like food court with Little Caesars or something like that. And you could get like a slice of pizza and like a hot dog and a slushy. Like it was a random, did you have that?
Yeah. We had a Super K where I lived. So we definitely had that. I remember that. And then they shut the food court down, but they moved the Little Caesars into like the upfront like area. Like, you know, where the registers were, where like the salon is and the bank is and the game room is. They like, kicked out the floral shock and put the Little Caesars in there. And it was just like a Little Caesars inside a Kmart. It wasn't like a food court type of thing. Their breadsticks aren't that bad, actually. You bring up the crazy bread. They're
if the
not
crazy
that bad
bread's
either.
Hot, It's outstanding. There's no other word.
Yeah, it's really not that bad. And one last thing, quick story. Well, not a story, but like a little anecdote, I guess. I've actually been to a Little Caesars that was a pizzeria. So up in Michigan, and Little Caesars is based out of Michigan, there's a town in Michigan called Gaylord, and we used to, me and my dad and his buddy, we would go snowmobiling every year up there because there's a lot of trails to go ride, and there isn't really much up there. And the only place that was up there really pizza-wise was Little Caesars, and we'd always eat at that pizzeria. And I'd always think, like, this is so weird. Like, it's a Little Caesars pizzeria. Like, those don't exist. But this one definitely did. I haven't been there in a long time, so I don't know if it's still there. But, yeah, they had a pizzeria. I've never seen a Little Caesars pizzeria anywhere else but there.
Maybe we should take a road trip.
To Gaylord, Michigan, the golf capital of Michigan.
So, sure, what's your grade? Not. What's your grade, Chris?
yeah, grade for me, I'm gonna give it a B.
I gave it a high B.
A high B. Okay, all right. Wouldn't that be a B plus?
See, it's like what's a B plus is like 90 to 91. This is like an 89.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Papa John's. Papa John's is next on the list here, and I know how you feel about Papa John's. I know you know how I feel about Papa John's. So quick story here. Papa John's. Me and Caleb worked for – Caleb worked in college athletics at Akron. He did student media. I did student media, so covered the basketball teams. And the basketball teams, women's and men's, always had – pizza for the media to eat, and it was always Papa John's. And I know I shouldn't be complaining, free food, right? But it got annoying after a while. It got to the point, like, every time we would go, we'd be like, oh god, Papa John's, but we would still eat it because that's the type of people me and Caleb are. Okay, we're gonna complain, but we're still gonna eat it, right? And to this day, I really just don't like Papa John's because I think Papa John's just worked itself out of my system. Like, my wife, she'll be like, oh, let's get Papa John's. She's not a big pizza eater, but like, if there is a pizza that she really wants, it's that one. And I'm usually just like, oh, can we flip for it? Like, I don't really want it, but all right. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of how we feel. But we'll give our positives and our negatives about the Papa John's pizza, right? Like, I know there's some positives and negatives that we can find on here, right? Yeah, so
my thing is, like, when I was a kid, Papa John's, and I'm not saying that it's a more classy pizza joint than anywhere else because it wasn't, but, like, my parents would always, like, let the kids pick, like, if we wanted Pizza Hut or, like, you know, like a local Italo's, like, things like that. But whenever my parents picked, like, my mom always wanted us to get Papa John's. And so, like, for me, it was, like, I don't know, I just had it in my head, like, oh, we're getting, like, the fancy pizza. And it wasn't that at all, obviously, but... it was just like a little nostalgia on that side. But like one thing that I've always liked about Papa John's is the cheese, and it kind of goes into my negative, so I don't want to say too much, but the cheese on the pizza is really good, and the box with the pepperoncini.
Hell yeah, dude, you're forgetting about the garlic sauce, man, the dipping sauce. Good. That's the best
part.
I
like it. It's fine.
I mean, the pepperoncini is definitely the icing on the cake because I'm all about the pepperoncinis. Funny story about pepperoncinis. Once I ate so many, I did not have a good time after. So I don't eat pepperoncinis anymore. So anytime we do get pizza, my wife always goes, remember that time you ate all those pepperoncinis? So I'm always like, all right. I was going to have to call Caleb for a car, Tom's, you know?
Dude, you got to take them before you start eating. It coats your stomach.
Oh, okay. That's not a bad idea. I guess I'll have to start doing that. But no, all kidding aside, though, the garlic sauce and the pepperoncinis, and you're right, the cheese is actually not too bad on that. Like mentioned before, Little Caesars and Domino's, their cheese, there's just not something right with that cheese. It's processed to the max, right? Like this cheese at least kind of seems like cheese, right? And it's got that nice little bubble, that little burnt marks, you know, on there.
It gets that like brown, cheese. Like caramelization. When you get a pizza.
Yeah, it's got a nice little... Yeah, nice little of a little browning, and their crust isn't that bad actually. Like I know they're kind of known for their crust. Like it's a lot better than Little Caesars, and it's definitely better than Domino's because Domino's is basically cardboard.
Yeah, I mean my negative is that the cheese is really good, the pepperonis are fine, if it's not a pizza for me that I like to get like a deluxe or like anything above cheese and pepperoni. Yeah. And I don't know if anybody else really feels that way, but for me, it's like they're better basic. Like, I don't really dabble in like meat lovers that much or anything, but if I've had it at Papa John's and it's like, I don't know, it just doesn't taste like it's cohesive to me.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, too many toppings on there, it's kind of like overkill. And, you know, there was a time in college where our favorite local pizza chain, like not even a chain, but our local pizza place, they tore it down and they were remodeling. So like one summer, it's called Eurogyro, it's in Akron. One summer, they tore it down and I was devastated. Caleb and I were devastated. So I had to resort to Papa John's because there was a Papa John's down the street from my apartment. And so every Friday, and I was on a workout kick. So like I was working out and my cheat day would be on Fridays. And every Friday, I remember I'd get a large veggie pizza thinking I'm still being healthy. And I would always get it. And every time I would eat it, I'd always just be like, why did I do this? Why did I get this? This is horrible. And just wish that Eurogyro was open because this was all I was being able to eat.
It's funny how uninformed we were as college kids to be like,
really?
Veggie pizza, healthy. Like,
I mean, I literally thought it was healthy because it's got veggies. It's got to be healthy, right? No, it's still got a lot of carbs and
right. All
that cheese. Yeah. I guess their cheese to sauce ratio isn't bad too. That's another thing, right? Like it's like you. I think that kind of plays
it leans
with the
a little
toppings.
Like heavier cheese than sauce. No. Yeah. Okay. And I like that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, that's good for me. I don't really like a pizza that's like soaked
up. I would
in
rather
pizza
it
sauce.
Come a little dry. And it's got to dip it in some marinara or something like that.
Well, maybe that's why there's garlic sauce, you know, for you. That might be the whole point. I think it's more for the crust, but yeah.
Wait,
so
we didn't
next
give
on
our
the
grades.
List here, we got Marco's we did not give our grades. All right, so what's your grade for Papa John's here? B minus. All right, I was a little more tougher on them. I gave them a C+.
real tough guy there, Tom.
All right, so
passing grade.
You
passing
know what?
Grade.
Shove it. next on the list here is Marco's Pizza. So for those who've never heard of Marco's Pizza, it's I would argue it's not a regional chain anymore in Ohio. It's based out of Ohio, but they have kind of moved on to other areas throughout the country. I think they're in like 30 plus states. So they're, for the most part, they're in a majority of the states in the United States. But yeah, Papa John, or not Papa John's, Marco's Pizza. They're not like a pizzeria or anything. They're kind of like a Papa John's, Little Caesars, Domino's, but they're not like a Little Caesars in the sense where it's hot and ready. So, Marco's Pizza, Caleb, what's your take on Marco's Pizza before we give
a
positive
Marco's
and a
Pizza,
negative?
I know you said it's not a regional Ohio thing and it's not anymore. It's expanded a lot and I see a lot more than I used to. I feel like the time to hook me, like there weren't really many in Canton. And like they were more in like the Cleveland area, and I remember like seeing it on like you'd watch a Cavs game and you'd see a Marco's Pizza commercial. And honestly, same thing with Donato's when I was a kid. Donato's wasn't really in Canton, and I'd see a Donato's commercial and I'd be like, "What's that?" And I don't even know what that exists. But so I got on Marco's a little bit late, so that's probably why my score is the way it is because it was a little more unfamiliar for me. So sorry, Marco.
Yeah. You know, Marco's Pizza for me, there was always one when I was a kid, like nearby. So I guess I kind of grew up on it too. But you know, I really don't care for the pizza all that much. There's some good things to it, but it's just a regular old, you know, I mean, it's probably maybe a tick under Papa John's if I were to compare it to anything. So what's your positive?
There always seems to be one nearby.
There really is because they're the fastest growing pizza chain in the U.S. Did you know that?
But literally like
– Okay.
I don't know. Go ahead.
My positive for Marco's Pizza is their pepperoni Magnifico is bomb, dude. I know we follow that account on Instagram called Roni Cups. I know it sounds a little risque, but the Roni Cup Instagram page is,
by the way, side note,
phenomenal.
Me
if you're
and
all
Chris,
about pepperoni pizza,
and this is way before, like, goes back years. All we do on Instagram is look at food and send it to each other. Like, if you look at our DMs, it's
just it really
food,
is.
Food.
Yeah. Steaks, sandwiches,
chicken,
cakes, cookies,
like, subs,
chicken wings,
everything.
Like, smoking meat. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. Like, we have a problem, and that's why we started this podcast, because we love food. But this Roni Cup account on Instagram, it has, like, the perfect curl. So this pepperoni, imagine the pepperoni sitting on the pizza and it's cooked. It's got a little curl. It curls into a cup and the grease sits in the pepperoni. And that's what a Roni Cup is. And so Marco's Pizza has a pepperoni Magnifico, and it's exactly like that, Caleb. And I know you would like it. And the other thing about Marco's Pizza is their Greek pizza is so good. I don't like black olives, as you know. But usually with this, I just take off the black olives. But they have, you know, it's feta on there, and they got onions, and you know, it's your typical Greek pizza. Tomatoes. I know you're not a tomato guy, but the pepperoni Magnifico the next day, too, is so good cold. I love cold pizza, and this is probably
two
one of the better pizzas cold.
We get back to Marco's. I once watched Chris pick off. He got a Eurogyro pizza, and it was like Wacky Wednesday, and he was like, whatever you do, don't put black olives on it. And they had the, like, chopped
black
up
olives.
Little
hate
ones.
Him.
And he had to pick off, like, God. Literally, like, 300 pieces of black olives. And we're all, like, done eating before he even is done with that.
It was like a jar, dude. Like, I literally told the guy, no black olives. And they were probably like,
he said double black olives. Yeah,
I'm sure that's what
olives,
he said.
Everybody.
That's what he said.
And, like, I'm just like, oh. I was pissed, dude. I opened it up thinking, like, all right, I'm going to get this Greek pizza, no black olives. And it was, like, a ton of freaking
the Roni
black
Cups,
olives.
I don't know if you – have you ever had Krause's Pizza? It's, like, a around the Canton area.
I have not.
That pizza is just all right, and but the Roni Cups kind of unmatched. So if anybody listening around that area, let us know what you think about those Roni Cups at Krause's Pizza.
I'm telling you, man, if you can get a nice little crisp
with the grease
on
the
that pepperoni,
you
gotta
have the,
that's where it is. Yeah. With the grease in the middle. It's got to have the grease in the middle. And don't be a baby and pat it with a napkin.
Because
that's not eating pizza. All right. I mean, just if you got heartburn later on, just
take a Tums.
Do a Caleb and take some Tums.
For me, when I've had it, the crust is like always kind of hard. And it's not like the hard where it's like chewy. It's like the hard where you bite into it and it like crumbles into pieces. And...
So it's like kind of gives you like
and
a Captain
It almost
Crunch
seems
mouth.
Like the pizza, it's just like the oven's too hot or it just cooks it. And like, I love a New York slice that's like crisp, but it's thin and it's like wafer, you know, it's crisp because it's thin.
This is a little burn
bit
isn't
thicker
too bad,
pizza.
But,
it's not like huge, like deep pan, but it's like, you know, a pan pizza, you would say. And it's just like crisp and like, you know, makes that noise.
Yeah. For those who don't know what Captain Crunch mouth is, it's basically when you like eat Captain Crunch, the cereal, the roof of your mouth gets all tore up. So like if you eat like baguette bread, it's going to give you Captain Crunch mouth. And so like this pizza crust is the same way. It's going to give you Captain Crunch mouth. It's going to tear the roof of your mouth up. My negative, I'm not a big fan when like you get a pizza and like there's bubbles on the pizza from like the crust, like in the crust region, and it's just like, you know, the dough kind of bubbled. I don't like that, and it always seems like Marco's Pizza is always like that. Like every slice is usually like that. Like I can handle a few slices.
That usually
like
means
all of it. No. So what I usually end up doing, I was gonna say, what I usually end up doing is not eating the crust because I just it's too.
Well, that's usually like
sometimes.
They don't make the pizza dough even when they cook it, or their oven's not the same temp all around. You know,
and it might just be maybe the pizza maker and not necessarily the actual like franchise, but it's just it seems like it's always
it does sound weird to be like the CEO of Marco's and be like, you know what, we need more bubbles in the pizza. Like it's definitely got to be the maker, right?
Yeah, it's for sure the maker. What's your grade
D+.
On that? D plus.
Let me tell you this, Chris.
That's mine, actually. Okay. Yeah, mine's a C+. So it passed with flying colors. I mean, technically yours did too. Right?
I mean, it passed.
All right, next.
I'm not gonna throw it out.
Yeah,
it passed. I would dominate. I can't wait for this next one.
If I'm going to eat... if. All right. Next on the list here for pizza rankings, it's Pizza Hut. So the OG of all OG pizza places, pizza franchises, Pizza Hut basically is your McDonald's for pizza chains, right? Everybody's been to Pizza Hut probably at some point in their life. Pizza Hut's usually back in the day when you were a kid, at least in the 90s and the 80s and the 70s, they had pizzerias. Now, not so much, but I know you and I, we got a ton of probably stories about Pizza Hut, whether it's the all brick walls when you walked in and it was like real dim and it had like the green, like, what is the green the red, lamps like above like the booths, that sort of thing. The red Coca-Cola cups, the claw machine right by like the checkout counter.
Did yours have a jukebox?
Pac-Man,
back in the day?
And you had your.
I used to play,
probably. I can't really remember. I just remember
I
the
used
claw.
To play the crap out of Achy Breaky Heart. It had like three things. I would play like Blues Traveler, and I would play Achy Breaky Heart. It was like 1994. What are you gonna do?
Okay. It was peak yeah. Billy Ray Cyrus then. All right. I get it, okay? They also were one of the few, like, chains and pizzerias, I guess you could say, that had, like not pizzerias, but chain pizzerias
yep.
that also, like, served beer on tap, right? Like, you could get a pitcher of beer. So, like, I remember going, and, like, my mom and dad would get a pitcher, right? Because we couldn't drink because we're kids, right? So I remember them getting it. But I always remember going to, like, Pizza Hut. Like, it would be, like, in the wintertime, or it would be, like, after an event, like, after going to, you know, the... go see like Toy Story on Ice or like going to see the circus. It was like something like we got to get dinner for these kids, but we don't want to cook and we don't really want to go anywhere nice. So Pizza Hut. All right. And that's kind of like the place we would go. But I would always remember like every time we'd get Pizza Hut, it freaking took forever for it to come out. I always was always confused by the breadsticks and why they gave you cheese, nacho cheese sauce with your marinara sauce. That was always weird, too.
I think but you're I, making like, that up, but geez, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm not making it up. I'm telling you, I remember this. I remember the marinara. I maybe I am making the cheese sauce.
Did you
up,
ever
but
go
I swear to God,
they
gave you cheese
bread?
Sauce, too.
So, I actually, ours probably, did in Canton, and I like.
It's been a while.
I thought it like disappeared off the menu, but like then I saw it again at another one, and I don't know if it was just like certain ones had it, but it was like. It was kind of like that Texas toast you buy frozen from the store with cheese on it, and it was
oh,
actually
okay, yeah,
really good. You'd get four of them in an order.
Okay, so what's your positives for Pizza Hut? Because I know you got a long, hard,
I don't, you know what,
thought out.
I don't
take
have
for
to.
This one.
I don't have to say that much to let you know that how much I love Pizza Hut. I think, unlike Papa John's. All the toppings are good. You can get as many as you want. You can get none. You can get just cheese. You can get extra cheese. The stuffed crust pizza, the actual pizza's kind of, the actual pizza itself is kind of trash,
bomb.
But the stuffed crust makes up for it enough to where you could just eat the crust and be fine.
It's good. I feel like they're the OGs of the stuffed crust. Are they not? I mean, their stuffed crust still holds up. You're right about the toppings. Like, any topping with it is not that bad. I don't know if you're going to say it, but I'm going to say it.
Oh, yeah.
Regular old cheese pizza from that place is not bad. Like, and I'm not about, like, cheese pizza. Like, I love cheese, but I got to have some toppings on my pizza. But I could handle this. Like, I could handle a cheese pizza from
I think
from,
if you get just a plain and get
pizza,
extra
you know?
Cheese, I've had some folks over that are like, let's get pizza. Like, let's get, you know, XYZ. And I'd be like, guys, let's get Pizza Hut. And they all go, no. And then I get a cheese pizza and they're like, okay, this is the best Pizza Hut I've ever had. I'm like, I know.
Yeah. What Caleb's forgetting to tell you is the reason why they went to Pizza
Dude,
Hut was
like
cheap. So he just wanted to get
forever,
Pizza
Hut. Forever. They had
like
the $7 or $9 large delivery. Like it was like, sure.
Dude, you remember that like deal
the
that they had
pizza?
Though, like that long box? What was it like? It was like the no, not the Bigfoot pizza. It was like you could get like one type of pizza and then another type of pizza in the box,
oh,
and then in the middle you got
yeah.
breadsticks and chicken wings. Like it was like in the it was out like during like 2011-ish, 12. Because I remember getting it one time.
I got
in
it
college,
too,
and I went ham. It was. It was peak pizza.
You know how I feel about
in college
wings
for me.
That they
just
put through the pizza cooker instead of like frying them or doing it another way. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I know. Also, I mean, I dabbled with it. I never got it again.
Those did come with like the breadsticks without the cheese. Nah. You got to pay extra and get the cheese on the breadsticks.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. What's your
if you eat Pizza Hut, you know that like greasy feeling in your stomach because like Pizza Hut, if you set the box on the counter, you got to put like a towel under it or something because like the grease is going to leak through.
Yeah. Yeah, don't set the box on your passenger seat because you're
unless you want to put a towel on, then you want to put like the seat warmer on. I've done that. You keep it warm a little longer.
Oh my god!
Somebody might take that as a tip.
That doesn't do a thing. Okay? Oh, okay. All right. Well, my negative for the Pizza Hut is the sauce blows, tastes like ketchup because that's
I had a plus that with the marinara sauce was good.
Their marinara sauce is, but like. The crust is too doughy. It's kind of like a cornmealish thing, like you know, like a deep dish.
You're really
like,
stabbing Pizza style in the back taste, after saying you know, how good like, the cheese pizza was. But go ahead.
The cheese pizza's not bad, but overall, the body of work, it's freaking horrible, dude. I'd rather get a pan pizza from Target. That's Pizza Hut. They just slap the Pizza Hut label on there. Then go to the actual Pizza Hut and get a pan pizza. The pan pizzas at Target. They hit way differently than they do at the actual Pizza Hut place. Now, these are the Pizza Hut pan pizzas that they sell at the Target snack
and
bar.
Also,
that's what I'm talking about.
When we were kids,
they're not bad.
You'd get and you'd read 5 books, and you get 5 things on your little button, and you get a free pan pizza. Yeah. Pan pizza was honestly like, and I know you say that the Target one's better, but like I think
it's perfect.
I think the little like if you get it at the store, it's just like better because it's a great like size ratio of crust to cheese. I think it's just good.
Agreed. And it's usually just like it just like hits the spot. Like, you know, you've been shopping, you probably were there for a while, you're probably already kind of hungry, and then you're like, yeah, I'm gonna get a little snack.
Let me get
you know,
a little snack.
Over.
I'm gonna have a just, pizza.
It seems to kinda
That's us though, I guess.
So yeah, but Pizza Hut, yeah, the negative on that is just I don't know, man. Their sauce is just it's too generic in my opinion. I don't know. It just doesn't taste like it doesn't really taste like pizza sauce. It kind of rivals more to like ketchup. It's got like that consistency. So I know you got a solid grade for it, and I know you know my grade's gonna be terrible for it. So give us your grade before I
A minus.
You know, denounce Pizza Hut. A minus. You gave Pizza Hut an A minus.
It's not my highest grade of the day. It's my highest grade so far.
I gave them a D because that's what they deserve.
Dude, you gave.
Yeah.
You gave.
Dude, no, it sucks. All right, next on the list, Mellow Mushroom. So for those who don't know what Mellow Mushroom is, Mellow Mushroom, it's a chain, but it's kind of more of a smaller chain. They're kind of in like trendy neighborhoods, college towns, that type of thing. It's a pizzeria slash bar.
Be a little more excited about Mellow Mushroom, dude.
More or less type deal. No, I'm just trying to give you like the feel for it. So it's like it's really trendy and hip and that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like it's not like a normal pizzeria like Pizza Hut. Like it's a drastic change. Like it's the setting is a lot different, is what I'm trying to say. But it's not bad. It's pretty decent. And I know Caleb, you probably have been.
I have
there
to abstain
once,
from voting,
maybe? Or have
on
you never
Mellow
been
because I've never been because I only know
really.
I've
never
been
to Mellow Mushroom. Okay,
and
so
every
Mellow
time
Mushroom,
I would drive by it, I'm like, oh, somebody told me that they've been there, but it always looked closed. Like, I didn't even know that it was open.
Yeah, it kind of always does look like that. Like, the one by where I live, if the garage doors in the bar, you know how, like, some bars have, like, the garage doors? If they're not open, it kind of looks like they're closed, too. So they usually have them open during the summertime, and people go, and it's not a bad place. Their dough is really good. Their pizzas are, you know, it's more specialty style type pizzas. So that's a positive. Like you have a variety of like toppings you want to put on. The dough is not too bad. The sauce is pretty good. You're definitely going to wait for the pizza. So that might be a negative, but the other thing is it's kind of pricey. So that's my negative on it. But overall, quality wise and everything, I give it an A. Moving on to the next one that we got on the list here is kind of in the same elk as Mellow Mushroom, and that's California Pizza Kitchen. So California Pizza Kitchen, another – I guess you could say it's kind of like what your like higher-end pizza chain type deal.
Yeah, I'd say
– But you know, I know you've probably been here a few times too. Is it all the type of pizza that they eat in California, since you're a former Californian?
I think the thing that, and I know people are like, oh, wow, Caleb's from California. He's only told me that 1,000 times. But I think with CPK, like, a lot of times people in California are like,
CPK.
Oh, you just called it the California whatever. You call it the California burger. You call it the California omelet. You call it the California whatever because you put avocado on it. And it's like, okay, like, what else?
But, dude, if you want an avocado pizza, well, that's the place to go. Like,
that's
they
my
offer
positive.
That.
Yeah,
so
that's my positive.
They're playing up to that stereotype.
If you want something beyond cheap, crappy pizza that's just like pepperoni and, you know, CPK is for you. They got some different toppings. They got a bunch of different, like, types of pizza. They got different cheeses. They got, you know, they got the whole boatload.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's my positive, too. Like, you know, you have a wide array of options, toppings. But I'm going to kind of lead over to the negative, and it's kind of be the fact that, like, it kind of gets to the point where, like, you're getting foo-foo pizza, meaning, like, you're getting little fancy pants pizzas. Like, I don't need angel hair or bean sprouts or whatever the heck they call it on my pizza, you know, arugula on my pizza. Yeah. Like, I don't want freaking leaves on my pizza. Okay. It might be basil, but I still don't want leaves on my pizza. Right. Like, I just want a regular old pepperoni sausage pizza. Like, you know, I think you can kind of get a little too carried away sometimes. And I think California Pizza Kitchen is probably that type of, you know, that type
yeah,
of example
and I think
where they
that
might
plays
get a little
into
too
my
carried
negative,
away.
Which is, it's not what I'm looking for. Like, if I want a pizza that's like, we've got our finest Munster cheese, and, you know, like, I'm going to go to, like, a place that, like, a real pizzeria that specializes in,
yeah.
you know, making some good za. But, like, I don't know. CPK, it's just like you can get the same thing in the box at the grocery store in the freezer section. Like,
yeah. Honestly, their margarita frozen pizza is not bad. Just a you know, quick tidbit there. But, yeah, you're right. It's just, I don't know. They kind of just get a little – I think they get a little carried, you know. They get a little carried away, a little overboard when it comes to this sort
CPK,
of stuff. So what's your grade on CPK? Wow, I gave him a B.
You've been kind
so
of
I was a little higher with you on that one.
Rankings, but
all right. Well, you gave a freaking A minus to Pizza Hut, so come talk to me when you actually
Fair.
Know how to grade pizza. All right. next
this
on the
is
list,
another one that's
going to
make you think
pizza.
That I can't
oh,
grade
boy,
pizza.
How do
by
I,
the way,
how I love CC's. I think our palate is just not in line with pizza. Like, I think you're like the beer drinker
okay.
that drinks like Milwaukee's Best, and I'm like the beer drinker that drinks
and loves
IPAs.
To tell people about
you know?
It.
Like, I don't know, man. CC's Pizza. So the only chain pizza on the list that is, I guess, prides themselves as buffet pizza, right? Like a buffet style type of pizza. I know Pizza Hut used to do buffet style, but they kind of strayed away from it.
And,
CC's,
you know,
that's
for
what
me, like
about,
CC's
right?
is a place that I used to frequent when I was in high school because it. If you brought like a used movie stub,
heck
you
yeah,
could
dude.
Get a free drink and you just have to pay for the pizza buffet and you get to the line and you skip the salad bar, duh. Then you get like, then you get either
the
marinara or
that?
The Alfredo on your, you know, you get a little macaroni or pasta, I mean. And then you get a ton of pizza that are like, you know, my positive was the mac and cheese pizza. It was the same pasta that you would get, you know, with the Alfredo, but it had macaroni or had cheese on it, like it was macaroni and cheese pizza. And if it didn't have it, you could put an order in and you felt like a boss because they'd bring it right to your table, a couple slices. They'd give you that little table tent and no, it was clutch.
Dude, their mac
it's
and
not,
cheese
isn't
pizza
that bad.
Isn't that bad.
Because it's good.
It's
thank you.
Okay, it's good. It's not out of this world, but it's not. It's definitely the best pizza on the buffet line.
There's also a tactic when you're eating CC's pizza, and you just eat up to the crust, and you don't eat the crust because you have to eat more. You know, like it's a buffet. Yeah,
you're gonna fill up. Yeah, dude, you're gonna fill up. It's for sure. The other thing too is like. The buffalo chicken pizza there isn't that bad either. I mean, I know they're little tiny cubes of chicken, but the buffalo sauce that they drizzle on there, it's pretty good. Now, there are some slices of pizza there that are kind of like, ugh, what were they thinking? I know they got like a breakfast pizza, okay. I think there.
Let me ask you a question.
Terrible, but
they always have two.
Go ahead.
There was like a regular pepperoni pizza and the one that looked like a pepperoni pizza but wasn't. Mm-hmm. What was that one? Was it like a white sauce?
I thought that one was just Yeah. No. It was just a white sauce. That one wasn't that great either. Then they had
Do you ever have the taco pizza?
Carrots on it. That was horrible. Never got that. All the CC's in my area are closed, so I don't have that experience anymore. Me and my wife, we put them out of business a few years ago. We literally went one time.
Really?
Every Sunday for like a month. Yes. Like, we went so much. Like, and the worst thing was the one day we went there and it was closed. And I was like, you know what?
For everybody involved, the best. All parties.
for everyone involved. Because I remember, like, me and my wife, we would just go and we would always be the only ones that weren't parents. Everybody else was a parent and they looked like they hated their lives or they, like, were just over the day and then there was kids running around and it would be a mess and it was basically on route to being Chuck E. Cheese.
If you go to a buffet, it kind of felt like any time I went there. Under the age of, say, 13 or maybe even 10. I don't know. Let's give it something like that. And you're not up there at the bar, like, helping them with the food that they're getting, and they're, like, touching it with their hands, they're running around, they're skipping in line, they're screaming, they're spitting all over the pizza.
Oh, my like, God.
Don't go there, then. Like, get out.
Dude. Oh, and, thank you. Preach, preach, preach.
And that's what happened at Cece's, and dude, that was part of the downfall. It was always so dirty because there was kids running around, like, touching their butts, like.
Nothing pisses me off more than, like, well, you go to Chipotle and, like, the mom's like, so, Timmy, do you want white rice or brown rice? He doesn't know the difference, okay? Let's move on. I know we're all about, like, empowering and giving kids options and stuff, but you're holding the line back. We're about 50 deep over here. Let's go. Like, it's the worst. You know, that's why they did online ordering. That's why they created it, for people like you who hold up the line. Don't get me started. CC's, though, that was probably one of the negatives. I think also it's a quantity over quality factor. You know, the quality isn't there, but the quantity is definitely there. All right, Caleb, so what's your negative when it comes to CC's? I know we talked about our positives. What's your negative? I know we kind of touched a little bit about it, and it's probably maybe the part where you said, don't let little Jimmy touch his butt and touch the pizza, but is there another negative?
I think the other negative is that you just can't find them anymore because our friend Kyle, like, we've talked about this all the time. We're like, I want to find a Cece's Pizza. We just, in Columbus, the nearest one is in, like, Dayton or something. Like, it's an hour away. You know, you're not going to make a special trip for Cece's as fine as the pizza establishment was, but.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is, too. Like, you know, in our area, I think there's one in our area, in the Cleveland area. I can't think of any other one. And it's kind of like in a central location, but other than that, they kind of closed up. There were so many in the area, and then they just kind of slowly just closed. But overall, great for CC's Pizza for you.
B minus?
Wow.
I was grading it based on CC's Pizza in like 2007.
Okay, all right. I guess that makes sense. I'm going to give them a C.
I guess if I were to give Cece's Pizza a grade today, it would be NA because there aren't any. So I guess
okay,
I don't know what I would give it.
See how that makes sense because that was a negative. So, all right, moving on to Jet's Pizza now.
Wait, what was your grade? A C?
A C. I gave him a C, yeah.
All right.
All right, so the next chain on the list, Jet's Pizza. By far my favorite, like, franchise pizza. I'm not a big chain franchise pizza guy, but Jet's Pizza is where it's at, in my opinion.
I think you're about to contradict yourself with your grade, but all right.
Go ahead.
No, give me your positives. I want to hear yours.
Okay, positives. Where do I begin? Detroit style is probably the best style of pizza, in my opinion, besides New York style. The other factor is the fact that the like the just like the sauce just has a flavor that is just pretty solid. I don't know, man. Like, I like the fact that like the cheese gets all caramelized on the corners when you get the Detroit style pizza. So I usually get like the 8-square. I think it's like the 8-square deal they call it. Man, dude, when the cheese caramelizes on the crust, oh, that's the best. That's why. And Jets is like a high tier franchise chain pizza. Like it's not like California Pizza Kitchen, but it's also not like Domino's. It's kind of like how we were describing Culver's. It's like in a middle of the road chain pizza.
I agree. I think for me, I usually get the four corner pizza,
mm-hmm.
and like usually that's like enough for me. Like that, I can't really do an 8-piece.
Well, I do 8-piece because me and the wife we split it. But I usually end up eating 6 pieces and she eats 2. So,
because
I'm an animal.
But I agree on Detroit style pizza. I think just the way it like caramelizes the crust on the edge is like perfect. And like you said, like it's four corners, so like all the slices are kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
The only bad thing is if you get a couple toppings on a Jets pizza, like that adds up. Like it's like $1 a topping or something. Like
yeah.
you have to get the pre-made like. This is our
specialty pizza.
Yeah, yeah,
you definitely do. Yeah.
If you do it on your own, you're going to pay like $20 for a four corner pizza, which doesn't make sense. But
it's kind of expensive for like a chain pizza for sure. I mean, yeah. I don't mind shelling out some decent buck for pizza, but it's got to be like a mom and pop type of pizza. I don't want to spend too much money on a chain pizza. Like it's a little ridiculous. I mean, I know.
Have you ever had their New York slice? Or New York style, I guess, pizza?
Honestly, no. Pizza. I've always just gone with the Detroit style. I've never dabbled away. I'm like you, dude. I got to stay with one thing if I find a good thing, you know?
So it's kind of buried on their menu, but it's I mean, it's not the best, but it stands up. Like, if they only serve that style pizza, like, I think you wouldn't grade Jets as high as you did, but it'd still be pretty good.
So what's your negative? Is it just the price factor with like the toppings and things like that?
Yeah, I think it's the price is literally the only negative for me. I mean, dude, you walk into a Jets pizza and you get hit with that aroma.
Dude, it's got a smell. Like, that's the best part too.
Oh,
it's yes. got that smell, man. It's got like, yes, like it hits you like a brick wall, but in a good way for sure.
Yep.
My negative is the price is a factor, but I think the biggest thing is when you bite into the pizza, the cheese, all of it at once, just rips right off.
And yeah, I didn't realize about that.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until a few weeks ago when me and my wife were eating pizza and we were watching the Browns game, and we got Jets, and she had mentioned this to me before because we were kind of going over the list before we did the show, and she was like, "Yeah, anytime you bite into it, the cheese rips right off." So I took a bite when we were watching the game, and I was like, "Holy crap! It really does do that," and it did it with like almost every piece. So that's kind of a negative because, you know, you kind of want, you know, you want your toppings to hold up the whole time you're eating your slice, right? Like you don't want it to just rip in one bite. So that's my negative. But my overall grade on it, I know you graded it higher, but my grade is a B+.
Okay. Before I give my grade, you just said it's my favorite chain pizza, but you gave Mellow Mushroom an A and you gave Jets Pizza a B+. So that was a lie.
Oh,
the lie detector showed.
Okay, Maury Povich.
That was a lie. I gave it an A, and I'm not lying about it. It's pretty good.
All right, I'll bump it up to A-. How's that?
Swell. You don't got to do it for me. You got to do it for Jets Pizza.
No, dude.
Think about how much business they're going to get after us talking about it on the pod.
Think how much business they get from me already, because they get a lot.
Exactly.
All right, last but not least, and I think it's kind of old reliable when it comes to the mall pizza here. It's Sbarro's Pizza, best slice in the city, right?
I don't know if old reliable. It's
the old, only.
It's more it's old the, faithful because it's always there. It's not necessarily reliable.
Yeah, it's the only pizza place in the mall.
Yeah, they have like exclusive rights to be the exclusive pizza joint of malls.
Yeah, because you never see like just a rando Sbarro. It's always in malls, right? It's kind of like the Great Steak Company, Great Steak Potato Company. You know, it's just
is that like Steak Escape? Is that
it's kind of, yeah, yeah. It's kind of like that. It's only in the malls.
It's like Charlie's.
Yeah, dude. There's a Charlie's like so in the Cleveland area, there is a actual like Charlie's like cheesesteak restaurant. Like, it's not in the mall. It's like in
wait,
a
you little go sit down?
Yeah, it's a sit down shopping center type thing. I'll snap you a picture the last time. Yeah, I know. I've never gone there. I always drive by it though, and there was a Big Boy next to it. They closed though.
Bob's Big Boy?
Yeah. Yes.
The very same, of course. Have you? When's the last time you've been to a Big Boy? Quick question.
Oh man, it's been probably since I was like maybe like 9 or 10. It's been a long time.
Mine was that until one time.
There's a few in Michigan.
I think I drove to like Louisville for a baseball game or something. And on the way back, there was one in like Kentucky or maybe Cincinnati area. And I stopped and ate inside by myself and was like, why am I here?
There's one in Cleveland, actually, not too far from like downtown Cleveland. One day when you come up here, we're going to just have to do like a retro trip around the area for like those types of restaurants, because there's an Arthur Treacher's not too far from there. There's some other like random places like that around there. We'll have to hit those places up and give them a whirl.
I'm down.
What's your positive though for Sbarro?
My positive is the nostalgia of being inside malls and like always seeing the Sbarro again. And it's fine, but like, I don't know. Sbarro's on the same level to me as like the Chinese restaurant on the other side of the food court giving out free General Tso's chicken samples.
I thought it was chicken teriyaki.
Or chicken, sorry, chicken teriyaki. You're right. That is true. Yes.
My positive, I think, is probably along the same lines as yours. It's just always there, and you know it's always going to be there. So if I do eat any sort of like mall food, that's usually what I'm doing. But the problem, though, with that place is you can't just get one slice. You got to get more than one slice. And then once you get the other slice, you're like, ugh. So like, it's never enough, but then it is enough. You know what I mean? Like,
it's never enough until it is.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember when they had the like stuffed pizza, like the like almost calzone thing?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the other negative too, and I know we've already deviated into the negatives, but like the negative is like it sits out and then they heat it up. And I know that's like their whole thing because like that's what they do with like New York slices, but does it really do anything? I don't think it really does anything. It's just like you microwave my pizza basically, but in an oven, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like whenever you get a cold pizza at home and you put it on the like stovetop with the lid on it, like that's like the same thing.
Pro tip. You got cold pizza, put it in your toaster.
Sideways?
Sideways. It works. I've tried it.
Did you just try that recently? Because you've talked about that to me this week.
I did. With leftovers jet pizza, which was perfect for the toaster because it's square.
It fit in there?
Yeah, dude. I had to finagle it. Don't tell the wife, but yeah.
You probably have like pepperonis in the bottom of your toaster.
No, I wouldn't even dare do that. This was a banana pepper cheese pizza. So yeah. So what's your grade for Sbarro?
Whoa, my negative for Sbarro. Okay,
well, Father Time over here is taking forever. So
is that it's just actually okay. It's just okay. And that leads into my grade, which is a B-, which is just okay.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a B- too. I think that's one of the only grades that we like kind of agreed on.
I think it's the only one that we agreed on, but I think that means well, that we
kind
at
of
least
agreed on Domino's, so.
Oh, yeah, well. So, you know, you have to cut me some cred on my grading. You can't just say I can't grade pizza if we have two that are the same.
Your palate and my palate when it comes to pizza is just, it doesn't align. So that's how it is. All right, man. Any parting words? If you got any issues with the pizza grades, we're all ears. Tweet at us. Tweet at the show. Side of Fries Pod. We're on Instagram. Subscribe to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Stitcher. All those podcast places. And leave us a 5-star review. And as always, Caleb will buy you nacho fries if you give us a good review.
Don't subscribe if you don't like Pizza Hut, though. They probably won't. They won't.
Other than that, until next time, see ya.
Peace.